Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
The 62nd game of the season ends a long streak. The Des Moines Buccaneers had lost 13 consecutive games at Young Arena, but Des Moines finishes the regular season with a win. In their final game of the year, they will not be playing on into the postseason. They come back to top the Blackhawks 5-4 in a shootout. And time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. It was almost all Blackhawks for the first 40 minutes, including a goal just past the two-minute mark of this game. The puck was cleared to the line, but not out. Carson Reed was in the way. He feeds it up. The wall gets back to it. Now for Hilton, the shot. He scores! Here come the Hawks! Carson Reed kept the puck in, went up the wall to find it, put it into the slot where Miles Hillman was all alone between the hash marks, and Hillman scores on the low chance. Past Dahlmeier, giving the Blackhawks a 1-0 lead. And the goal for Hillman, his 25th of the season, assisted by Carson Reed, to give the Blackhawks a 1-0 lead at 2:05 of the opening period. It was a 2-0 lead as of 13:32. Minahan chasing, Miller got a touch on it first, flicking it to Erdman. Now at the center, Deering on right wing. Deering with Hillman. Deering centers, finds Kerr for a shot. He scores! That was Felicio. Will Felicio with the chance in transition on the cross ice set up by Grady Deering. And here come the Hawks on a goal by Will Felicio. Felicio's fifth as a Blackhawk and 10th of the season. It made it 2-0 at 13:32. And a little more than 3 minutes later, the Hawks added another goal for a one-sided first period. Fascia clears out to center. Erdman check, but the Hawks carry on. Touch pass Hillman for Altrichter. Back for Hillman. Shooting, he scores! What a goal! Altrichter and Hillman back and forth. And Miles Hillman with the finish for his second of the game. From the left wing circle, it's 3-0 Blackhawks. 26th of the season and second of the game for Miles Hillman, assisted by Jakub Altrichter and Griffin Erdman. Erdman with his second assist of the game on that score. And it was 3-0 Blackhawks. That 3-0 score held until there were less than 5 minutes left to go in the second period. That's when the Des Moines Buccaneers converted a power play. Liam Watkins tipped a shot, got his own rebound after the tip, and put back the rebound for a goal. Watkins assisted by Ben Keevan and Edison Engel to make it a 3-1 game. But the Blackhawks were back ahead by three before the period ended. Under a half minute to go, and Dyer trying to step into the zone, lost it to Morick. He's up the ice with Townsend. Morick moves in and drags and shoots. He scores! Reed Morick held onto it through the top of the right wing circle, moved past the shot blocker and fired one up over the right shoulder of Dahlmeier. Here come the Hawks on a goal by Reed Morick with 20:03 left to go in the second period. Morick's goal, his third in the last four games, and his eighth of the season, scored at 19:40 of the second period, unassisted, to make it a 4-1 Waterloo Blackhawks lead. But Des Moines did all the scoring in the third period. Garrett Drotz got the first goal, sprung into the Blackhawks zone by Britton Alstead, just 1:42, and the goal for Drotz against Jack Spicer, who'd come on in relief at the start of the period, with the game seemingly in hand, and the Hawks looking ahead towards the playoffs, wanting to give Jack Spicer some minutes. Drotz got a quick chance against him, and the breakaway goal made it a 4-2 game. Britton Alstead, the lone assist on that Drotz goal. And the Buccaneers were back at it about a minute and a half later, making it a one-goal game with the puck near the bottom of the left circle. Paul Minahan squeezing a shot in from a sharp angle. Minahan assisted by Ilya Protas and Joe Grammer. And suddenly the Blackhawks' lead was down to just one goal, and that even was no more less than a minute after that, when Britton Alstead got control of a puck, stepped through the inside edge of the left wing circle, got to the front of the net, steered the puck between his skates and flipped it by the stick side of Jack Spicer for a spectacular equalizer. Alstead was assisted by Aiden Van Royen at 4:04 of the third, tying it up and making it a 4-4 game. No scoring the rest of the way. The Blackhawks thought they had scored late in overtime. 20 seconds left in the overtime period. Gavin Thorsen keeping a puck that was in the crease alive, slipping it across the crease off of a defender's skate and in, but play had been stopped because the referee behind the net lost sight of the puck, which was never covered, and the goal did not count. So the game went to a shootout, and the only conversion by Ilya Protas in the second round getting a shot inside the post at the right of Jack Spicer. Protus with the conversion. The Blackhawks had tries from Gavin Thorson, Jakub Altrichter, and Miles Hillman that did not find their way between the posts. So Des Moines wins it by the final of 5-4 in a shootout. The Hawks did not have a power play in the game. Des Moines had two. They scored on one of those two power plays. In the overtime, the Hawks with seven shots, Des Moines with just one. The final total favored the Blackhawks, 35 shots on goal to 17 for Des Moines. Jack Spicer takes the shootout loss. Spicer on for the third period in overtime. He faced seven shots, three got by. The win to Ethan Dahlmeier. Dahlmeier stopped 31 of 35 during regulation and overtime and turned away all three shootout opportunities. No decision for Calvin Vachon, who stopped 9 of 10 during two periods in his start. That's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. For the biggest and best tomatoes and peppers at the end of summer, start your seeds inside now. Pick up Renee's Garden Seeds from Ted's Home and Hardware for the best heirloom and gourmet vegetables, flowers, and herbs. Besides Renee's Garden Seeds, Ted's has everything else you'll need to make your garden grow this spring. Stop in to see Ted and his staff at 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. Des Moines wins a shootout 5-4, just the second time the Blackhawks have lost an overtime or shootout game this season. After 12 games without going to overtime, the regular season finale goes to the Bucks with extra time and in a shootout 5-4.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.